Do you think it's a reasonable opinion that Monkey Island 2 is the best of the Monkey Island games?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it was just because of the time I played it.
It was our first PC game.
Yeah, it was our first PC game.
I remember Dad took us to town and we got Monkey Island 2 theme park in SimCity 2000.
Yeah. I'd first played it on a friend's Amiga and instantly knew I wanted to play that game. But like, it just seemed like it was the right difficulty match. I'm not sure if it's because I'm remembering it wrong, but I remember being stuck on things for a week or so.
Oh, yeah, for weeks and weeks sometimes.
And then,
but then you'd always come back to the, you'd always be able to come back to those puzzles and solve them because they were logical.
Yeah, and you've got to think that, like, when I say I was stuck on something for a week, back then I was at school and sharing a whole computer with the whole family, so a week was like an hour a night of playing.
And there was no internet to look up the answer on.
No, yeah, like, it always makes me think that those games were better then because of that, because it was harder to cheat. You couldn't cheat. You were actually having to try everything on everything.
Well, first of all, you resorted to those little booklets that LucasArts put in with those games that gave away, like, the first 20 or so puzzles in the...
One time I went to a PC World and there was a book of, like walkthroughs, and I couldn't buy it, obviously, because I was too poor.
Yeah.
I just kind of, like, browsed it and found out what the next thing was.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm quite glad that they didn't stop at just doing the remake of the first Monkey Island, because I really didn't have that much interest in that.
At the same time, half me hopes that they do a better job of it than that one, because, like, while all the screenshots looked excellent, there was something really janky. It was because they basically kept all the animation cues and just overlaid the new art on
because
top
you,
of the
Because you had to
animation.
Be able to, like, seamlessly switch between the two,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like...
Should they just throw out the original version?
They should just throw out the original... If you want to play the original version... Play the original version, it's still out there. Like,
the thing is that, like, for me, I think Monkey Island 2 evokes a very specific kind of lonely atmosphere that I haven't had from any of the other games. Like, I think it's because the first part of that game takes place at night.
Yeah.
And, like, you're kind of wandering around. Where is it? Is it till you get on the other islands then it becomes day?
Yeah. Island
But the first island in the game, is it, I forget what it's called. But,
Booty Island?
The whole
Scum Island?
Generic pirate term island.
We are
probably.
Fonts of knowledge about
it. But it evokes a very specific kind of feeling that I hope that the new graphics can
replicate.
Like, I have a very strong remembrance of the bit at the end of the first chapter when you're digging up LeChuck's grandfather's grave.
It's Largo. You're getting the bits of Largo's grandfather. Yeah.
And, like, kind of it silhouettes Guybrush against, like, a stormy sky. Like,
and his pants fall down.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, like, I felt that Guybrush was...
The definitive Guybrush.
He was the hardest Guybrush. There wasn't any fey pansiness about him. He was a pirate. Like, he was hard.
That was why I was disappointed in Monkey Island 3 they went back to the cabin boy outfit rather than the kind of pirate overcoat, because I felt like he looked the coolest in that.
Yeah, it is a great game, but I'm just worried that because I played it so many times that I'll instantly remember how to do the whole thing and not have any trouble doing it.
Also, I'm a bit disturbed that they've got to come up for voices for these characters. Like, we're going to get to find out what Captain Dredd sounds like. And
Largo.
I think we know what Captain Dredd sounds like. Just kind Largo is a bit more of an argument.
Yeah, I think we were talking about this the other day. Should Largo be, like,
he's
kind
of... a Cockney, surely.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he needs to be kind of...
Yeah.
Very Cockney.
Fancy pants!
Yeah, like, he needs to sound more like that than too piratical. I think. Yeah.
Like, have all their voices been American so far?
Elaine's flip-flop between being English and Australian or American or something.
Well, like, I think it's been the same English one.
I feel like they made her American at some point. In Monkey Island 3, she was English and then they changed it.
I can't remember Curse of Monkey Island.
I can't remember either.
I'm pretty sure she was English in that and then they changed it. But
the only down thing, really, about this is that there's no Murray. There was no Murray until 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... So, 3 already looks great, so they can't really remake that unless they just put it on the...
Yeah.
I think at that point they have to make it 3D.
Yeah.
And 3's, 3's far more stylized than any of the other games as well, so...
They should probably just, like, branch off and do the rest of the back catalogue. Like,
yeah, Indiana Jones and...
Yeah, I would really like to play an updated version of Indiana Jones.
What about Day of the Tentacle? That looked pretty good still. Is that bad enough
to
have a remake?
I think you could make that HD as long as you stick to the same aesthetic.
There were the voices already for that one as well, remember?
Yeah.
So that would
that's
be
right.
They had to
Maniac
be.
Mansion would probably hold up to that better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regardless, I shall buy it again. Just because it funds LucasArts.
Yeah, me too, and I'll just be very happy to play Monkey Island 2 again.
Yeah, I do want to encourage them about this sort of thing.